With the cut-off date for JobKeeper just over 100 days away now, the Morrison government is banking on some good news when the official jobs data is released later this morning. Economists are still forecasting a rise in the unemployment rate for May of around 75,000 job losses. But that's a significant improvement on the near 600,000 positions that were shed in April at the height of the pandemic lockdown. Nevertheless, many businesses still fear they won't survive beyond September the 27th when JobKeeper is due to end. Our senior business correspondent, Cheryl Bagwell, has more.
Tom Donato employs 32 staff at his five hairdressing salons across Melbourne. He says he doesn't know how he would have survived the past couple of months without the federal government helping to pay his wages bill.
I can't praise the government enough for what they've done with JobKeeper up until this point. And if it wasn't for the JobKeeper, we wouldn't be open, to be quite honest. There'd be a for sale sign on my house as well. Yeah, that's been a massive help for us.
It's a sentiment shared by Renee Tocco. She employs seven staff at her commercial asset finance business based on the Gold Coast in Queensland.
If it wasn't for the JobKeeper, I would have had to have let go of staff. Fortunately, because of that, I've been able to restructure all our spendings and I haven't had to let go of any staff. So it's been an absolute massive lifeline for me in my business.
But both business owners say they're now looking to the September 27 cut-off date for JobKeeper with much trepidation. Tom Donato says since he reopened his hairdressing salons as the health risk retreated, business has been up and down, particularly in the Melbourne CBD.
When we first opened, we were really busy with the backlog of clients, obviously wanting their greys touched up and all the rest of it. So we had to space our clients out by spacing our staff out and opening up longer hours and Sundays to get everybody in and still maintain our social distancing. And that was trading really, really well for the first two or three weeks. But now we're down to about between 70 and 80% of our normal trade. It seems like it's getting a little bit quieter as we go on. So we've done all the desperate people with the greys and all the rest of it, but now things are starting to settle and becoming a reality of what it's going to be like.
Renee Tocco, meanwhile, is trying to pivot her Loan Easy finance business into new markets as quickly as possible.
That isn't something that happens overnight. I don't foresee that bringing in enough revenue by September if my core business doesn't pick up to sustain all of my staff. But I am seeing momentum building again in my core business, and I'm just being hopeful. But I would just really, really love to see that job keep extended. If there's any way we can extend that, I'd love to see that, because I know there's so many more businesses that's going to need a lot more time than up to September to actually recover and to be able to survive this.
How much of an extension would you like to have?
I would love to see it be extended to February. I think that would be more than sufficient to allow businesses the opportunity if they're trying to diversify or drum up new business, or for the economy just to stabilise a bit more. I think, we need at least another 4 months.
But there's not much appetite in the federal government for extending JobKeeper and other support measures beyond September. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Parliament this week that the government's focus was now on creating jobs as restrictions are lifted, not propping up current ones forever.
Our JobMaker plan is not just about the demand support that is occurring right here and right now with the assistance that Australians need, but the important changes that we need to make in so many areas so we grow the economy next year, the year after, over the next 5 years, to take back what has been lost as a result of this COVID-19 crisis. If the Leader of the Opposition wants to sell the Australian people that in a recession there is no hardship, then he is a fool.
Indeed, new data out this week suggests government support programs, including temporary changes to insolvency laws, may also be propping up the wrong businesses, the so-called zombie businesses that should be allowed to fail. Digital credit reporting agency Creditor Watch says it's seen a 35% decline in insolvencies and administrations in both April and May compared to the same period last year. That means at least 600 companies that would have folded under normal conditions have actually stayed in business during COVID-19. Patrick Coughlin is Creditor Watch's CEO.
For the last 2 months, so April and May, we've seen significant drops in administrations that would normally take place pre-corona, for example. And it's showing us that the stimulus packages, the JobKeeper and JobSeeker and whatnot, is meaning that a lot of businesses that would normally go into administration are able to trade through and continue to operate almost as a zombie business. So we will see when the stimulus packages and all these additional benefits get turned off, we're going to see not only the normal administrations take place that we haven't seen over April and May and probably in June, but also all of the companies affected by corona itself will certainly see a large increase in administrations from around September onwards.
Patrick Coughlin argues that keeping government stimulus measures in place too long could actually hinder rather than help the economic recovery.
Sooner rather than later, we have to withdraw this stimulus, because what it's doing is it's propping up a lot of companies that ultimately shouldn't be in business. And that means that we're throwing good money at bad money. And what we'll see is if we do ultimately remove these zombie businesses, so they're businesses that are not really trading, they're just taking advantage of government, you know, government money, government stimulus packages. If we can remove them from the economy, the banks, the lenders, the government can then focus on those companies that actually have a future past corona.
Andrew Spring is also expecting a wave of insolvencies come September. A partner at the insolvency and restructuring firm Josh Sutherland, he's advising businesses to start asking themselves some tough questions now.
We've been pushing the concept of flattening the insolvency curve, which is about seeking help at the appropriate time. If it is clear that the business model that it probably existed pre-COVID and may well have been only, you know, just getting by, is no longer going to be applicable in this post-COVID environment, then certainly take action early to try and, I guess, preserve resources, preserve personal capital, preserve customer and creditor relationships, so that you can ultimately reinvent yourself and have another go.
For his part, Melbourne hairdresser Tom Donato says he'd like just a little bit more help from his friend, the federal government, beyond September 27. He went into COVID-19 with a thriving and healthy business. He'd just like to come out the other end the same way.
If I was the Prime Minister, I would be looking at each individual business, especially areas of business. Like, you know that the city is not travelling very well because they don't have the tourists, or they don't have the unis open, or they don't have whatever. So it's situations beyond our control. If we could get help in that respect, that'd be great. We're doing everything within our power to try and entice the clients back into the salon. Hopefully by September we'll be trading back to normal, but we just don't know. We don't know what the outcome's going to be.
That's Tom Donato, owner of the Melbourne business at Melbourne hairdressing chain Jang Hair, ending that report from our senior business correspondent Cheryl Bagwell.